I'm Abigail Beckman with 91.5 KRCC News. Colorado Parks and Wildlife announced they've discovered a species of cutthroat trout previously thought to be extinct. And as 91.5 KRCC's Allie Budner reports, they also said the species was threatened again this summer.
The fish in question is related to a museum specimen collected back in 1874 and housed in the Smithsonian. Now, biologists know this unique species of Colorado River cutthroat is alive and well in 8 small populations around the San Juan River Basin in southwest Colorado. John Alves is the senior aquatic biologist for Parks and Wildlife in the region. He says the discovery was only made possible because of recent advances in genetic testing, a discovery that was put at risk this summer.
Along comes drought this year and the fire, and we had to rescue fish from 2 populations in the 416 fire area north of Durango.
He says their goal now is to raise those fish up in hatcheries and help them continue to flourish in their native habitat. For the Mountain West News Bureau, I'm Allie Budner.
Colorado's largest body of water is on track to have historically low water levels this fall. The U.S. Bureau of Reclamation says Blue Mesa Reservoir is currently at 39% capacity. Officials say the water in Blue Mesa has not been this low since 1987, and soon it will be too low for boat ramps. The reservoir feeds into the Colorado River. Several other reservoirs that feed into the river are facing similar shortages. That includes Lake Powell. This is KRCC News.